Okay, good evening, everybody. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Simen Tov Yud Aleph. This is page Reish Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. And as we commence our final week of learning Hilchos Erevin, so tonight we are, Be'ez Hashem, learning the entire Simen Tov Yud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Ma'arvin Eruvit Tchumen La'adam Elo L'Daito. You only make an Erev Tchumen for a person if he approves of it, if he's knowledgeable that you're doing it for him. Shemein Arotzel Arev Basurot Shorot says, because you always have to be concerned that maybe he's not interested in the Erev that you're making for him, because whatever you are gaining for him in one direction by setting up the Erev, he's losing in the other direction. Says the Mishnah Berurah Aleph, Kedesh Lo Lahafsal Edezeh Alpayim Shebev Rashein Shal Tzad Beso, because he's going to be losing out in the other direction. Kemoshen is parallel B'Sim Tav Ches, like we've explained previously. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chutz Mibno Bito Ketanim, except for if it's your child who's under Bar Bas Mitzvah, has to be over the age of 6, but under Bar Bas Mitzvah, Avilu Enim Smuchem Al Shulchano, even if they don't rely on you for support, or your Eved v'shivcha that are not Jewish. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Beis, Afilu Einam Smuchim Batam. The reason that even though they don't rely on you financially, that you can make an error for them without them not knowing about it, because we paskin that you only make an error for the sake of a mitzvah, and you have a requirement to be mechanech your children in mitzvos. So part of the chinuch the mitzvahs is to make the Erev that will allow them and enable them to do the mitzvah. Hakananim, mepnei sheyadon ki yado. And the reason the Eved Kanani or the Shivcha Kananis is bound by your Erev is because they are considered to be an extension of you. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'afilu michu bo shelo la'oriv alav, v'afilu eruhem Erev acher, eino klum. And even if the kid or the Eved is kicking and screaming and they're saying, we don't want this Erev, and not only that, even if they make a competing Erev in the other direction, it's irrelevant. Their Erev doesn't matter because they're kafuf to you. Aval b'no b'to agadolim. But if you have a son or a daughter over bar bas mitzvah, afilu smuchem al shulchano, even though you support them, v'avdo shivcha soli ivrim, or you have a Jewish eved or shivcha, v'ishto, or one's wife, enu marvelem el midaitam, you need their permission in order to make an eruv on their behalf. V'emer velem v'sham v'shaskav l'michu yotzim be'eruvo. But you don't need their explicit permission, meaning if you made an eruv right in front of them, on their behalf, and they were quiet, and they didn't object to it, so then they can rely on your Eruv. But if they objected to your Eruv, or they made a competing Eruv, then then your Eruv doesn't count as an Eruv for them. Says Mishmuruv, when they're quiet, we assume that that's shtika koda, because we assume that they're happy with whatever you do. And the same is true when it comes to children for their parents, or a spouse for a wife or her husband, and even if you only let them know about the Erev after Shabbos begins, they could still use the Erev after Bizman Knias Erev, even though at the time of the that the Erev was Chal, it was which is Ben Ashmashos, they didn't know about it, because we have the right to assume that probably it will be okay, probably it will be something that they approve of, and therefore it will be a binding Erev. But if as soon as they heard about it, they said, no, we're not interested in this Erev, as opposed to a case where they were quiet at first and they accepted at first and then later decided that they had a problem with it, then their objection comes too late. Meaning if they find out about it after Shabbos started and they're like, okay, they don't say anything, and then the next morning, like, no, but I wanted to go in the other direction. Well, it's too late to make the machad to take of kishashasku avikoda, because as soon as they were quiet, that counts as a hodah, shemaskim l'maisav in the sky me'eruv, because they were maskim to what you did, and the eruv is therefore chal. That's only if they heard after Shabbos already started and they were quiet. But if you set up the Erev 3 hours before Shabbos, they heard about it 2 hours before Shabbos and didn't say anything about it at that time, and then 1 hour before Shabbos they said, you know what, we're not interested in that Erev, then nispatal Erev. Then they're not too late. They could be mevatal the Erev because it had never been chal. Because by the time the Erev would have been chal, the mecha'ah was already registered. If they made their own Eruv, even though they didn't make a Mechal, they didn't say anything, and even though you made your Eruv first, their Eruv counts as them registering their objection. That counts as a Mechal, and therefore your Eruv is not going to be binding for them. Sif pays, katan ben sheish shanim opachos, if you have a really young child, 6 years old or younger, yotze be'eruvim ovein tzarech laniach levmozon shtesu desatzmo. He doesn't need his own Eruv. He's automatically subsumed under his mother's Eruv. Says the Mishabura Zayin, ben sheish shanim avlim nichnas betoch sheva afilu yom echad, if he's in his seventh year, even by one day, tzarech la'ariv alav b'fnei atzmo. Then he needs his own Eruv, ve'en yotze lo be'eruvim ov lo be'eruv aviv. And he's not going to be yotze with either parent's Eruv, meaning when the father makes the Eruv for him, he's got to put aside an extra mazon shtei sudos for this child. Shulchan Aruch is assuming like those poskim that say that up until the age of six, including the age of six, they're subsumed under the mother, regardless of where the father is. However, the Elia Rabba seems to assume that that if the father's in town, then even a 4 or 5 year old is not automatically going to be kafuf to the mother and may require their own eruv. The reason he's covered under his mother's eruv is that up until that age, he's totally following his mother. He's attached at the hip. And even though you can only be ma'ariv for the sake of a mitzvah, and children aren't chayiv in any mitzvos, so what do you mean, make an eruv for the kid? Since he can't be without his mother, and his mother's going to go to do a mitzvah, he needs to go with her. But if the mother didn't make an eruv, and only the dad made an eruv, he cannot go with the father's eruv. And even if the father was mezakeh in the eruv on behalf of the child, it does not work. Because up until that age, he's fully connected to his mother, and if she didn't make the eruv, then it's irrelevant to him. So what we learned tonight is, first of all, that you need a person's permission to make an eruv on their behalf, because they do stand to lose something by losing a little bit of tchum on the other side. However, you do not need the permission of your young under bar bas mitzvah children, even if you don't support them, nor nevet v'shivcha kananis, and they don't even have the right to register a complaint. However, if you have an over bar bas mitzvah child, or an evet v'shivcha that is Jewish, or a wife, then you do need their permission. But if you made the eruv, told them about it, and lachar shecha shecha, they were quiet and they accepted it, so they now lose the right to make a machal later on. They're automatically covered in your eruv. But if they made a machal or they made a competing eruv before Ben Hashmashal started, then your eruv does not work for them. And then in Sif Beis, we said that if a child is very young, he's under 6 years old, and according to the Eli Rabbi, if the father's in town, then only under 4 years old. But if he's very young, then he's automatically covered under whatever the mother's tchum is, and it's not going to matter that the father made an eruv for him. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Simin Tav Tes Vav. Everyone have a wonderful evening.